This evening's Homegrown Music Show will now feature an interview with Robin and Emma from the very popular Conway Borough band Red or Dead. Good evening, Robin and Emma. Welcome to the Homegrown Music Show on Colwyn Community Radio. Robin and Emma are two of the four members of Red or Dead, who regularly feature on the Homegrown Music Show on Colwyn Community Radio. They have agreed to play four acoustic versions of their well-known tunes later in the show. But before they reveal their musical talents to our listeners, I'd like to pose a few questions about their band, Red or Dead. Robin and Emma, how did Red or Dead come into being, and how did the band name originate?
I think we met about 6 or 7 years ago when we'd both gone along to a refugee rights rally, and during that we're playing in separate musical lineups, and we heard that there was a UKIP conference being staged at Venue Cymru that afternoon, and we hastily got a few people together to go down and do a kind of musical protest outside the conference. And as we were setting up, and I'd just written, as it goes, an anti-UKIP song, and we were setting up and started to play just as Nigel Farage arrived to address the audience. And as he arrived, the BBC News were there and they decided to film us, and we actually ended up being the first item on the BBC News that night, singing our song. And we kind of gelled during that song and started up the band after that, started getting some more gigs. And the name Red or Dead came from a reversal of an anti-McCarthy presidential era saying, "I'd rather be dead than red," and I just reversed it to Red or Dead. And it's the name of a popular clothing brand as well
that we knew nothing about.
That's brilliant, thank you so much. Now, you've produced two excellent albums, Trotsky Waltz and Anarchy is Liberty. Could you please tell us a little about each of the two albums, please?
Well, the first album was more or less, I mean, I've got songs going back to the 80s, and a lot of them we kind of rejiggle and use for I think the next album still got some old songs on, but it's mostly new stuff. But the first one, Trotsky Waltz, was definitely more a political album. The second one, Anarchy is Liberty, was a little bit more environmentally focused. And the third one, which is we're working on now, will be more kind of the human condition. So we've got a little bit of a theme running through each album, but they're all kind of on the edgy side, I would say. Mm-hmm. They're all supposed to be anyway.
Mm. That's excellent, thank you. Now, how would you categorise your music on these two albums?
People have called us all kinds of things, really. Folk punk. I mean, we've released a couple of electric EPs as well. It's definitely rooted in 1970s early punk rock. That's what the roots of that come through the music, I think. But we also don't want to be tied down to anything. We feel that we've played enough gigs over enough years that we can play whatever we like whenever we want, so that's kind of what we do. And this album will be very different from the first two. The next album will be,
yeah, there's a bit more like everybody's influence is going into the music that's happening in this next album, so it makes it just a little bit wider in terms of genre.
Yeah definitely.
Lovely, thank you very much. Now, you have recently released a live EP entitled The Red Wire, which features four live tracks, and the tracks, I believe, are featured on your studio albums. Would that be correct?
The Red Wire has got three new tracks on, I think, and then one old track that's been redone. The three new tracks will be on the forthcoming album. That live AP was all electric and with a full drum set, so that's part of the change in the sound that's coming for the next album, which we really must find a name for quite soon, I think.
Yeah, that moves me on to the next question, actually. We know now that your new album is in production. What sort of features are there on the new album?
It's going to be a lot heavier, I think, sound-wise. There are some... we're playing a lot with textures, so we've got a lot of quiet into loud, and some very heavy stuff. But as I mentioned before, it's gone away from the politics side quite a bit, and is more focused on, like, there's songs about autism, there's songs about love, there's songs about depression, and we're really,
and humans on the planet, and what we're doing to it, and kind of different ways of viewing that.
Yeah, we're a very pleasant, cheery band, I'd say.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there's enough bands doing love songs and nicety stuff.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's a bit more aggressive than our other ones, actually.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm looking forward to finish it. We take forever to make an album. Dave, who is Emma's husband, does a great job for us.
Yeah, he produces and mixes and masters everything, and has done for all the stuff we've done, actually.
Yeah.
He does amazing things for us, so yeah we definitely have to get his time where we can.
Yeah, but we take forever to record an album, and this one's taken over a year now, but it's imminent now.
Yeah, we're nearly there.
Yeah, nearly there.
That's super. Thank you very much indeed. Now, finally, have you any live gigs our listeners can attend in the coming months?
At the moment, the only one we've got, we're playing at Clanroost Club on the 6th of October, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
We've deliberately not taken on gigs so we can finish this album. We're lining up stuff for next year at the moment, and we'll probably have a few towards the end of the year that we're looking forward to. We're doing a couple of food bank gigs, I think, towards the end of the year, November time, end of November. So... That's kind of what we're concentrating on at the moment, is getting the album done and getting it ready to...
And people can find out on our Facebook page, which is Red or Dead Music. And also, if anyone has bought anything, I always send out stuff to the people who've bought stuff on Bandcamp. So that's always a good way to keep in touch if you're interested.
Oh, your Bandcamp page, that's the one.
One of the things that really interests me is that... you seem to be very, very keen on raising money for charities. Could you just tell us which charities you are linked with your music?
We tend to we do a lot of stuff for food banks. We've done animal shelters. We've done fundraising for people who've had problems and stuff. I personally am pleased with the way that, and the band, we don't do it for money. We just do it because we want to play music together. And that way, if we're not worried about money and we're not trying to make, nobody can tell us what to do. Mm-hmm. And we just play what we want when we want, really.
I think it's really in keeping with what we're singing about too, that we actually use whatever money we can to help, basically. And we don't have a specific charity we're aligned to, but there's so much out there, so many places and people that need help. We kind of put it out there in that way, and particularly local community as well. I think we're quite community focused.
It's also it's not something that particularly we want to, I mean, you see a lot of people saying, we raise money for this and this, but I don't want the band to be, that's not what we're selling the band on. We're doing it on the music, and then the money side is just an aside, really.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much, Robin and Emma. Thank you so much for joining me on the Homegrown Music Show this evening. I know our listeners love listening to our celebrity interviews, which you also feature on the Colwyn Community Radio website.
Thank you very much for supporting us.
Our
music. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for all your support.
It's an absolute pleasure. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear Robin and Emma's interview and their acoustic tunes from 7:30 p.m. this coming Saturday on Colwyn Community Radio. But for now, it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from Robin and Emma of Red or Dead. Good night.
Good night. Bye. Good night.